صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to our FIQH program every Thursday with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, and our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahab. Today being the 10th of Jumad al-Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 12th of December 2024. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of Sirius FM. Our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahab's email address is akhussein@gmail.com. His website is muftiakhussein.net, and his Twitter handle is @akhussein. Your Islamic financial indicators: Mahri Fatim is at 27,600 rand, minimum mahar is at 600 rand, zakat nisab is at 11,100 rand. We'd like to welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahab. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Suleiman Esop. I think you got a nikah announcement, isn't it?
Announced that. Okay, see, we have a nikah that was going to be taking place today, inshallah. I'm just looking for it, Mufti Sahab. The nikah of Musa Amaji to Zakia Tarajia will take place today at 6:30 p.m. And the nikah will take place at Musalla Mifta ul Khair. That is number 5 Quail Avenue, Mackenzie Park North in Benoni. And they request for duas. Mufti Sahab, our topic for today is masonry.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with Freemasonry, that is called Freemasonry, and in Arabic we call it Masuniya. We'll speak about it just now. For the couple who are getting married today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, whenever, mashallah, those of you who got, mashallah, children, grandchildren, or you yourself getting married, so send us your nikah, that announcement. We won't come, don't worry. But we just revived the sunnah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah, that announce the nikah, and waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform the nikah in the masajid, in the mosque. So that is the best place you start with. You starting a new phase, a new stage in your life. So that is what you should try and do. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. So some quick advices for all parties involved, seeing that there's a nikah announcement today also. So number one is, now after the nikah is performed and so forth, so you the men, when you meet the groom, or you the ladies, when you meet the bride, so read the sunnah dua. Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Hadith in Abu Dawood. Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk. Allah give you barakah and Allah give you blessings from all sides and all directions and so forth and so on. And Allah Ta'ala keep you always wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair, in goodness at all times, all places. So beautiful, wonderful dua. We practice on one sunnah of Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, then you must follow me immaculately. Yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Allah, will you become the beloved of Allah, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Then husband, wife, you will be alone, and you will be in privacy tonight, inshallah. So remember that at night is called Laylatul Zifaf, and Laylatul Binah, that is our Islamic terminology. So when you are alone, so husband, wife, so you, the husband, you go in front, you give the iqama, and the wife at the back, you start your new life with salat. You beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The hadith in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah. Second one is that you read the, you understand, you give her a gift. Now say for example, you gave her jewelry or Kruger coin or whatever for the mahar. So now give her some cash also, over 100, 200, 500 rand, whatever you can afford. So remember that marital life is all about that. You must always appreciate the sacrifices she has made, the wife. She left her parents' home, she left her siblings, she left her place of birth, she left everything for you, and she wants to spend the remainder of her life with you. Bil-izzati wal-afiyati wal-iffa, with honor and dignity, and with safety, security, and chastity, inshallah, she must be chaste. So you also must be chaste, all that. So wa-ashiruhunna bil-ma'ruf, Surah 4, verse 19. So give her a gift also, oh honey, take this money like that. So that in Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave milk to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Take some water and sprinkle on her forehead. She will do the same for the husband also. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good qualities this lady possesses, Ya Allah, so Ya Allah, that let it remain with her. Whatever weaknesses she has, then protect her, protect me also. So then she will do the same for you. Sprinkle on your forehead, the husband's forehead. The hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak. And whenever you are going to fulfill conjugal relationship, that you're going to have intercourse and what have you. So hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Jannibna Shaitan, Ya Allah, protect us, the husband and wife, remember that, from Satan and Lucifer. Wa Jannibi Shaitan Ma Zaktana, and protect, remember the our children, progeny, from Satan and Shaitan. So first dua, Allah protect us, husband, wife. Second part of the dua, protect the children that will come as a result of this marriage. Bismillah, Jannibna Shaitan, Wa Jannibi Shaitan Ma Zaktana. And the last one, from now already, you the husband to be, you the wife to be, and all married couples, whether we're getting married, whether we are married, whether we are old timers, married 20, 30, 40, 60, 70 years, so keep on reading. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. Surah 25, verse 74. And keep on reading. Ya wadud, ya wadud, ya wadud. And Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring love within our hearts. It's not only the bodies must meet, the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, there's unity of thought, then you're going in the same direction. So all this year is for all couples, remember, whether you're getting married, whether you are married, whether you're an old timer. So all this will benefit one and all, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our topic today is Freemasonry. In Arabic it's called Masuniya. This book here, from where I'm reading, I see the price is also there. When I was in London and UK, you see, I see yesterday, day for yesterday, they invited me there. So please, please, they say, they'll come here and fetch me also, they said. So I said, no, I can't come, you understood, for Ramadan and so forth and all that. Blackburn, so you must remember that. So they really want, but I declined the offer. I've been there 3-4 times and I'm not in a mood to go anywhere nowadays. Rather we sit at home and do work. Yeah, our voice will reach there, inshallah. So I bought this book. I see it's written there, only £4. It's a second-hand book. Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions. So Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions. So that is what it's called. And here at the bottom is written Words, Words, Worth, Reference Series. So I go now, I'm reading verbatim from this book here. So the heading, subheading is called Freemasonry. So you'll understand it. A movement claiming great antiquity. So it means that they are for generations and centuries. A movement claiming great antiquity, whose members are joined together in an association based on brotherly love, faith and charity. I don't agree with what they wrote here. There's no faith involved. They came to break all the faiths. You must remember that. The only people who benefit from this are the Jutlas, nobody else. Every other faith, they will break it to pieces and they will demonize it and so forth. So we mustn't be lakir ka fakir. We mustn't just follow what is written in the book. We must analyze it and so forth. So that is a lot of hogwash what they wrote there. That based on brotherly love, faith and charity, the one essential qualification for membership is a belief in a supreme being. Now that is very interesting. If you tell me, you tell Suleiman, supreme being, what it means? One Allah. Yea, in supreme being is not that. You see, we must know how to sift out. You know Ibrahim Bhai Gangat Rahimahullah, when he used to read a newspaper and I read a newspaper, so Ibrahim Bhai will take out 20 things from that article, I'll take out 5 or 6 things. So he taught me a lot of tricks regarding this. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Ibrahim Bhai Gangat was a real journalist, proper, he went for a cause. We just chances, you understood. So remember that. Now let me explain to you what this means here. So when they say the one essential qualification for membership is a belief in a supreme being, so non-political, that's what they claim and they say. So when they say, you must remember that they believe in one supreme being. All this you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah teaching of Nabi alayhi salam. We as Muslims believe 100%, nobody will dispute it. We say Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam was, is the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 33, verse number 40. Walakir Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. He was, is the seal and the final messenger and prophet. So no more wahi will come. Umme Ayman, the African lady, her crying so much after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. Why she was crying? She said, innal wahya qadin qata'a. No more wahi will come. No more revelation will come. The ta'alluq and the connection between the arsh and the farsh is finished now. Between the heavens and the skies and the land and the sand was finished. No more wahi, no more revelation. But Allah Jalla Wala teaches us something very interesting. And it ties in exactly with these characters here, these Freemasons. So they call it as a cult or whatever ideology, Freemasonry. And if you say that you're part of them, you call yourself Freemason or just Mason. So you must remember that. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, remember, I'm explaining to you, they say you have to accept and believe in the one supreme being. So what is this one supreme being? So go read Surah An'am, the chapter we are doing nowadays, chapter 6. So chapter number 6, wa inna shayatin. So you get the shayatin, the Satan, Lucifer, and you get them in human form and jinn form. La yuhuna ila awliyahim. They send wahi. Allah used the word wahi to their friends. So this wahi is not revelation. This is incitement. This is the waswasa, the whisperings of Satan and Shaitan. So they try and inspire and incite one another towards vices. إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. So they will debate with you, they will argue with you, and they will quarrel with you. And you Muslim or anybody else, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ. And if you really going to be obedient to them, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. Then surely, definitely, you will be a mushrik, you will be a polytheist out of the fold of Islam. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 6, verse number 121. one. So when they say you believe in the Supreme Being, it means you believe in Lucifer, you believe in Iblis, you believe in Shaitan. Your allegiance is to Satan. Remember that, how we have Bay'atul Islam. When a person embraces Islam, he takes a Bay'ah, meaning he enters into the fold of Islam. He has allegiance with Islam. And you're going for jihad against the Jutlas there, you're fighting for Hamas, so you make Bay'atul Jihad, like that. So this is a allegiance, a pledge now you have made with Satan and Lucifer. So mashallah, today is a nice hot day here as well, so we need to have some water also. So they say it is based on brotherly love, faith and charity. So I told you that faith is a nonsensical thing. And when they say Supreme Being, is nothing to do with Almighty Allah, is to believe in Satan, Lucifer. Non-political, open to men of any religion, Freemasonry is known for its rituals and signs of recognition that date back to ancient religions and to the practice of the medieval craft, guild of the stonemasons in England. They call them the stonemasons in England. Now see the history of it. Very interesting. During the 17th century, the masons' clubs or lodges began to be attended by gentlemen who had no connection with the trade. Even today, you will see the Freemasons Club or Freemasons and so forth. You know, 1981 to 2001, I was there in Newcastle. 20 wonderful, beautiful years, alhamdulillah. Then we came here. So now we here from 2001, alhamdulillah, January, with the grace and mercy of Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. In Newcastle, they had the Freemasons. So whenever I saw these things there, I was intrigued, you know. How can I get inside? I want to see. You will never get inside. You must remember that. So that thing is closed 90% of the time. And when they meet secretly. And few people will have the secret code. And you will have to have that code and so forth. And you have to speak. And you know, everything is done in secrecy. If you start like a big shot divulging the secrets and so forth, they got their chamchas and sidekicks and so forth, then they will put you away. They will threaten you and so forth and so on. So they call it the Freemason Club or Lodges. Remember that. Thereafter, the Grand Lodge of England was founded in 1717. So easy date to remember. So remember the Grand Lodge. So this was the main one, like in England. So the Jutlas are there, and you know the Englishmen, they also always, they will speak with the glib tongue, with the fork tongue. You know Englishmen. In front of you, he'll be very sweet, and behind you will stab you in the back. He's the one who gave the whole of Palestine to the Jutlas and so also. So in 17, and the one in Ireland in 1725, Dublin and so forth, and Scotland in 1736. See their chronological order. So England 1717, Ireland 1725, Scotland 1736. Thereafter, a Freemasonry spread to the USA, the British colonies, because America was under Britain, and then it got freedom from them. So Freemasonry spread there, and the British colonies, you know, South Africa and all those were British colonies. Wherever you see that we drive on the, you must, where you have a car, easy way, the cars are, you know, the steering is on the right side. So you must remember that the British colonies, and where they go, the steering wheel is on the left side, so that the American chamchas, you see that? So there's Arab countries and so forth. So most, that's an easy way to just work it out. So like that, and European countries. Freemasons are now mainly drawn from the professional middle classes. You see that? So that, what they're going to do with the masses? The masses, they got nothing to do with them. The masses are like sheep. They just follow the Pied Piper. So now, they have people, and I'll show you now from my other book I brought, to show you what their aims, objectives, and beliefs are, and how they, the main underlining factor is Saitara. That's the word you must remember in Arabic, Saitara. What is Saitara? We must have control. We must be in authority. We must be in charge. So that is what is the main aim. The organization regularly comes under attack for the secrecy. You see that? That's what they spoke the truth now, right in the ending. The organization regularly comes under attack, meaning criticism, for the secrecy with which it carries out its activities. So that last line they wrote, that's finished. They wrote very brief notes they write, but very, very good book it is. I found it very interesting, very helpful. Now let's come to the book that I have. So this book is called Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara, and that is the easy, you must encyclopedia, and this is by WAMI, you know, World Assembly of Muslim Youth and all of them. And this book was published there in Riyadh in 1972 and so forth. So, Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara fil Adyan wal Madahib al Mu'asara. So, all the various religions, cults, and so called faiths and what have you. So, whether haq or batil, whether it's truth or falsehood and what, but they give you some insight into it. So first note for you students who are writing down or making notes, write down that they call them Al-Masuniya in Arabic, Masuniya, Alif Lam Al, Ma Mim Alif, Sin Wow, Nun Ya Ta Marbuta, Al-Masuniya. So they are of very great importance for us, especially in this day and this age and so forth. So let's go and see what they say, and then we will be know more about their activities and so forth. At-Tarif. So now all the notes in Arabic are translated. So he says, what is this Masuniya? So literal meaning is Ahrar, that you say Freemason, you see. We want freedom, freedom, freedom. In 1994, what they told us? You're going to get freedom, freedom, freedom. 80%, 70% voted ANC. So freedom, freedom meant, now we're sitting here without lights. We got lights with Allah's help, but the people don't have lights. So you must remember from last night till now is exactly 12 hours and few minutes. So yeah, where we are, they don't have lights. 90%, 80% of the people, they're using inverters, generators, all these type of things. Then you see from tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 96 hours, Gauteng, no water. So that is your freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. So people thought they're going to become millionaires. Freedom to sleep with who you want to, freedom for everything. So you see your crime rate, everything increase, rape, murder, whatever you, key business, everything. So Ahrar, so that is freedom, the literal meaning of it. So therefore they call it Freemason. And literally what it is, this is the technical meaning now. We come into technical. An organization that is run by the Jutlas. Jutlas must be involved. In anything haram, the Jutlas will be there. That is a secret organization. And the aim is to destroy religions. The aim is Saitaratul Yahud al-Alam, that the Jews have to control the world. They're only 25 million and they're running the world. How the hell that works? So you must remember that, you see, they steal and they occupy the land in Palestine. They steal the land there in Syria now. And they damage the ships, they damage the boats, they damage the planes, damage the airports, and nobody can tell them anything. If you tell them anything, then Big Brother comes, America, and they will threaten you, intimidate you, and all that. And وَتَدْءُ إِلَى الْإِلْحَادِ وَالْإِبَاحِيَ وَالْفَسَادِ. Their invitation is towards more fitna, mayhem, and everything is permissible. You don't come tell us about marriage. You don't come tell us about your religion and mosque and places of worship. You don't come and tell us about you must believe in prophets and divine scriptures and books and all that there. So everything is deviation. That is how they work and so forth. And obviously they have their own spy network and so forth and so on. And when they see you are becoming powerful, then they have your track record and then they will blackmail you. And that is how they catch these Arab guys. They invite them to Europe, America, here, there. They go sleep around, go to the brothels, go to the prostitutes go here, go there, and they keep their, all this in their files. And then when they prop them up and bring them to power, they just remind them, we have all your secret dossiers, and we're going to expose you if you don't do what we tell you to do. So see that? So that's how they operate. You know, and just to it'll resonate with you now, so what they call nowadays, George W. Bush used to speak about it a lot, and even our Subtle, one day I heard him speaking. I never hear his lectures, but at one day I just heard a 1-2 sentence of his. He spoke about the new world order. So that is all this new world order. You see, if you look at your dollar, you will see the secret eye there, one eye, the Dajjal. So that is the new world order. So all this is interlinked with them, and so forth and so on. So what do they believe in? What do they really want? So I'm just reading for you. So once you join them, then you have to make this allegiance, and you have to practice on it if you want to climb up to the upper, you understand, hierarchy, and you want to go up and up. For example, you are in the third division, then you want to go to second division, then you want to go to first division, then you want to go to premier division, like that. So you will start right at the bottom, and then they will test you, have spies, everything. So number one, reject Almighty Allah, reject the prophets, reject the divine books, reject everything to do with the year after. There is no such thing like that. They tell you, we don't believe in these things here. So first thing, they will tell you, you have to detach and divorce yourself from religion. So today your Muslim rulers, whether it be in Turkey, whether in Saudi Arabia, whether in other Arab states, majority of them, they are Freemasons, you must remember. They will read Salah, they will do that. That is all for the cameras, you must remember. But deep down, they don't believe in it, and so forth. They just do that to remain in power, and so forth. And then, Hukumatu Shari'iyah. See, that now in Syria, just few days, Sunday, they took over, today is Thursday. America already warned them, Israel already warned them, you can't have a Muslim government, you can't have an Islamic government, you mustn't speak about Islam, you must speak of democracy, you must speak about human rights and rights. See, the Secretary General of United Nations, is it South Africa, in Sandton, he said they must respect the rights of minorities. So Islam teaches that. But the meaning they making is something else. So you must, you know, respect the rights of minorities. So what that means? That means if you got the gays there in your country, you got the lesbians there in your country, you got the transgenders there in your country, you must not touch them. There will be no punishment for them. They have cooked it up in such a manner that human rights and gay business, lesbian, all these things they have made it part of human rights. That what the Quran teaches, that what the Bible teaches, that what the Torah teaches, you can lead a chaste life by having one wife, two wives, three wives, like that. So plurality of wives, they will tell you that is a crime. What the divine books and scripture teaches, so that you must remember, they will tell you, so is a crime. And so you must remember that they will tell you is criminal. And what they say, that is homosexuality, lesbian, transgender, all the satanic, they'll tell you that's human rights. You see that how? The whole thing turns topsy-turvy, you must remember that. So that is, so there's nothing to do with Sharia and so forth and so on. They must have control. Ibahatul jins. You see today, now Australia has already implemented it under 16, that they don't want the children and the minors, let's just call them minors, they're not minors in a strict sense, but just wait. So 8, 10 years old, 5 years old, so they are minors, so they cannot access on their name. You must remember social media and all that, you see. South Africa wants to do that, but how in South Africa, the father, the mother, the politicians, they themselves are corrupt in most cases. years. So what will happen? They all will allow it. So now they say that the sexual orientation is free. You want to be male to male, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, all that must be allowed. In South Africa, it is there. And they use the woman. Show me one house today, leave non-Muslim. Show me Muslim houses, which one does not have pornography today? Take 100 Muslim houses, whether it's in Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Pretoria, wherever. 60-80% will have pornography. How they'll have pornography? The TV is there, and the adult movies are there, and the porn shows are there, and everything is available. So remember that. Leave that. You go to Makkah, Medina. They show such films there. One day we were in a conference. So I met brothers from Sri Lanka. So we were invited for something else, you understood? They were invited for media. So when all this is happening in Riyadh, so we just bumped in, so I knew one, two people there. I got students there, you see. So then they said, I said, I'm coming with you guys for this one session. I want to see what's going to happen. They said, you come, but you don't ask any questions, you don't say anything. You just come as an observer. I said, fine. And bring your passport, whatever. I said, fine. So that they were very good in that sense. And normally they'll just tell you no, like, you know. So I went in as an observer. So the one brother from Sri Lanka asked that Saudi guy, this is maybe 15, 20 years ago. So he asked him, you must remember that right in the haram, you have got all these movies playing in your 5-star hotels and all that, bikinis and stickinis and all that, 70 channels and 100 channels, and that the smarter the hotel, the more channels they have. So how can you allow all these things right amam al-haram, you know, right in front of the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, right in front of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, all that. So what answer he gave? My brother, when they start, my brother, you must know my brother's story. Just the Shias and the Saudis, same. When you put them on the back foot, they make my brother. That is how they start. Then you must know they're in big trouble. But they will try and now come out like a snake, like, you know. He say, you see, my brother, everything now works with satellite. When the things come from the ground, then we can control it. But when it comes from the sky and the satellites are there, so we can't really control it. So that brother said, I don't know whether he really accepted it, but you know, they don't want to speak too much against the Saudis because they can blacklist you and then you have problems for future. So if I was there and I had permission to speak, I should ask him, let's say if somebody is criticizing, like say George Galloway, is criticizing your king and the Saudi regime and Saudi government, and if this isn't from the top it's coming, will you allow it and all that? They'll never allow it. They will make sure that they will block it, they will censor it and so forth. But because they are part of the system, so that corruption will take place in our holiest places as well. So that is what you are seeing today. And the women are being used. If you tell the Muslim woman today, you must dress modestly, there's hijab, niqab, half the Muslim woman find it so difficult, and they will tell you, I want freedom, I want this, I want this. So, annasu yu'rafu bilibasim, especially now, in summer, just go to Durban, go Cape Town, go here and see how the Muslim men and women behave. Not only women, the men also. That you won't believe in the same person reading 5 daily salat next to you. He got his swimming shorts on and everything is exposed. The kala also, her parda, hijab, niqab is all one side by. And bring that swimming suit, the burkini and burkini and alles. And you can see the shape and the curves and everything. And all say, what? I must also jump in the pool. I must jump in the ocean. When can the Indians go in the Indian Ocean? So what happened to everything then? Horses for courses, you see. So the women are being used and targeted. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko tabah kar di. Everybody knows what to do. You Shias know that, Christians know that, and the Freemasons know that. Use the women. So you see the pornography, you see the movie industry, you see all this crime. The women is used. And they'll tell you Islam is the one oppressing women. women, but they make their women, majority of them, you will find is the jutlas who are the directors of these movies and all that, and then you see the scandals when it comes out, that this guy is busy with so many women, this guy is busy with so many women, and so forth. So all this, and drugs and everything, you must remember. So all that will come out. So that is what they want. So to totally destroy the family structures and so forth. Then istimalu rishwati bil mal. Then they will bribe you up. You know, money speaks all languages. How the hell you think Saudi Arabia got 2034 World Cup? What Saudis know about soccer? So you must remember these type of things. One day, when my trip to Palestine and that, so I still remember in the plane, I started laughing, you understood? So you must have said, so the person next to me also was wondering, this guy is going to tipsy or what? So they read, it was one of these World Cups, you know. So Germany played Saudi Arabia in one of these World Cups in the 90s, one of them. So the end result, 8-0. 8 for Germany, 0 for Saudi Arabia. You can just Google it also. Google it, you Suleiman, and see. So you must remember 8-0. So it was for Germany 8 and for them 0. So what they said, the caption, what it read, the V8 overruns the camel. The V8 overruns the camel. 8-0. So with bribery, corruption, that chairman or whatever, president of FIFA, that how much he must have collected, millions, billions and billions, and is a tin pot dictator. There's no rights there or anything, but money speaks all languages. So they all belong to the same gang. One way or the other, they all become Freemasons and so forth. So you know Abdullah, King Abdullah, he was a good person in this sense, but he was not an intelligent guy. I was in a conference there, and they gave him a paper, Arabic paper, to read. He couldn't even read from there, looking inside. So, you know, I saw that myself. Not people have to tell me. So one day, he let go one secret. If you study his biography of the Freemasons, that even to become a king in Saudi, one way, you had to belong. He made a sign of the Freemasons and so forth. So you must remember these kind of things here. Go read his life history, you will find it, but written by the Westerners, not by the Muslim guys and so forth. So like that, you to become president of America, you must go through the Freemasons. You're much shooting Obama, suddenly a black guy in a White House, so Kamala and all of them. So everything will go through them, and the Jutla is sitting there. So money will be used and all these type of things. Then al-amalu al-saytara ala ru'asa'i dual. They will target the rich guys. Your banking system. Therefore, it is laughable, actually, just to say Sharia compliant. The banks are all 90%, 70% run by the Jutlas and Zionists and so forth and so on. And your central bank, you see when Malema and them make noise, that who does the Central Bank of South Africa belong to? Just go and read it and you will see. So certain things they got, you must remember, are valid, the objections they raise and so forth. So that is how they want the rich and famous guys to be with them, and then they manipulate them and so forth. Then me and you, we in media. So what is we media? You put all of us together, we want small little chewing gum. You must remember, they have control over it. The Murdochs and Das and all these kind of guys, you must remember that. For what Netanyahu wants to now ban, or he wants to put suspend and curbs on Haaretz and so forth. Because they're the oldest newspaper, their English newspaper, and they're exposing so many things of theirs and so. And death. For what no international journalist could enter Gaza till now and so forth. So the media, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, whether it's print, we must have control over it, because that will shape the minds of people. You see how it works? Everything is interlinked and intertwined and so forth. So that is what we must do. Now Trump will come, the harami, He can't even remember where and where he put his rifle, how many Stormy Daniels there are, and so forth. So you must remember, first trip, he will go Israel, and he'll go kiss the wailing wall, the western wall. That also the Harami stole. It is Jidarul Buraq. It is the wall of the Buraq. When he, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey, so the Master alayhi salatu salam from Makkah to Jerusalem, Bayt Masjid al-Aqsa, as enshrined in the Quran, beginning 15 Jews, beginning of chapter 17, and so forth. Now the Buraq was the means of conveyance, so now they fastened it there. And after 67, the Jutlas, they annexed it and they took it and said, this is our wall. And their Qibla is the western direction. Al-Ha'itul Mabki, the wailing wall. They cried. I went right down to see. They swore my guts out. I said, go to hell, man. You understand? Let me go and see what you Jutla. And they shake. You'll think they're busy with their wife or something, the Haramis. So you must remember this, and they're reading the Torah and so forth. So like that, they the one who promote tahdeedun nasl. They say you mustn't have more than 2-3 children. Very small families you must have. You see Palestinians, they get martyred and murdered and so. And then they start again. And every Palestinian family, 3 children, 5 children, 6 children, 8 children. They don't have much, but they have very big families. The Mujahideen are ready. You see that. You go by the Jutlas, you'll see if any one of them got 6 children, but beside the rabbis or the Orthodox guys. I'm speaking of the secular. You will hardly find there. They just want 1 child, 2 child, 3, too much then. We must stop. So now you go get sterilized, you go and do this, go do that, and so forth. So all this is part of how to destroy the human face, this thing, human being, and the family structure, and so forth, and so on. So you must remember, they have 3 levels. One is the public. So how must we deal with the public? Because they're very secretive. Even I read from that book, Dictionary of Beliefs and Religion, you won't know what's happening. Secondly is the leaders, the governments and so forth. So we must have them in the pocket. Perfect example is now in Syria. So let them try and see. America will say we don't see Taliban. Why nobody is recognizing them? Russia is now saying we will recognize Taliban, we will remove them from the terrorist list and that after the fall of Assad and Bashar Assad and so forth and so on. But Taliban's iman, alhamdulillah, very strong. They told him, go to hell. We got our minerals, we'll start selling to Iran, we'll sell to India, we will sell to whoever wants it from us, and we will make wonderful ties and so forth. So now they're running, alhamdulillah, and the Muslims who go there to help them, very good. But you mustn't have the crooked Maulanas who are going there and they take the rich guys with them and say, keep me covered and 5%, 10% must come to me. You must take those Maulanas who are going there and they're investing their own money there. Not saying you must cover me and so forth. So that is not good, very bad that. Then they have the upper guys, the leaders, secretly. You can't even meet them, you don't even know who they are and so forth. So those are the very, very top guys and so forth. So that is how they operate and so forth and so on. So there are so many books written. So yeah, they got here. Yeah. I'll just give you some of them. Kathirun min al-Nasharati Siriya. You see, they have various books and publications. According to this year, the book I'm reading here, wa aqdamu kutubihim. So the oldest book of the Freemasons of the Masuniya al-Qawaneen. The laws, you see, like how you must remember that Ibn Sina wrote Qanun, the canon, you see. So yeah, Qawaneen, the plural, so the laws, the regulations, you see. So these are the secret laws, you know. So it was written, yeah, by James, you understand, Anderson. So what his name? You must watch out how you pronounce it, yeah. Because these Arab guys, when they take Arab English names and they write it in Arabic, sometimes they spell it. So James Anderson, al-Yahudi. So this book was printed in that first time 1723. So in Christian calendar, Gregorian calendar. If you see a meme after the calendar, you must know Miladi, Gregorian calendar. If you see a ha, is Hijra. So that is the Hijra calendar. So you got it there. So the book's name will be Laws or Rules. Just put there, Suleiman. Just put there. James Anderson. J-A-M-E-S. James Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. And write there, book 1723. And just say, what's the book's name? Laws or rules or regulations or what?
The Constitution of the Freemasons, the 1723 print.
Where is it there? And by James Anderson.
James Anderson.
Well done. Just repeat the title again.
The Constitutions of the Freemasons, 1723.
Shabash calendar. The same char number. So today I have to praise Suleiman. I better write it here. So yeah, Qawaneen. You see that? So that is the Constitution of the Freemasons. That's what you said, isn't it?
Yeah, the Constitutions of the Freemasons, 1723.
Right. So the Constitution of the Freemasons. So you see, so now I didn't know that, but Barakat, that's why I always tell ulama and students and all, the best way to learn is to teach. The best way to learn is to teach. The Constitution, so you must remember, of the Freemasons. And once you belong there, inshallah, you will never belong there, Suleiman. But I just give example. Now, Allah Sabeel al-Misal. If you belong there, then you become a Mason. You understood that? Like when you introduced it, you said Mason. So Mason are the people who belong there. The topic is Freemasonry. So the Constitution of the Freemasons. So this is their first book, oldest book, they say. And that is all their constitution. So you can read it. It's there in English. In whatever you wanted. The Constitution of the Freemason and the edition is 1723. Their first book, you see that? Now go another one I'm giving you of the Freemasons. Let me just write it here. Then we know this one is done. Next one is this, because I'm using the Arabic books here. وَكِتَابْ الْوَصَايَا الْقَدِيمَ. So الْوَصَايَا الْقَدِيمَ will be like, you know, the old, old advices. And this is written, put there, 1734. And remember that the person who wrote it was the David Castle. So David Castle. Just see there if you can find that something. David Castle. Or Castle Lee or something they live. So 1734.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahib, I'm looking for them. Once I find it, inshallah, I'll give you an update.
Yeah, okay. So just put this information there. In Arabic, they call it Al-Wasaya Al-Qadima. It will read something like that, the ancient advices, or the ancient teachings, or the ancient legacy. Oh, some words like that will be written. And 1734. And the author, you must remember, they got there. And they got there, Dawood Castle. They got here. So I translated it as David Castle or Kestel. You understood? So it will be some name like that. So just see. So anyway, we found one there. So that is very good at least. So they want control of everything. And they want control of currency. That's one I didn't mention as yet. You see, now they speak of Africa must have their own currency. BRICS say they have their own currency. They dead against all this. What Trump said, if any country, any organization goes for de-dollarization and you want to remove the dollar, abrogate it, cancel it, and so forth, once I become president, I will impose taxes and tariffs upon you. So already you can see the threats are there, because they all belong to the Freemasons and so forth. So they'll never want to relinquish control. And that is why. So a one world order, America will run the politics of it, the capital Jerusalem, and the Jutlas will be in charge. For what? Oh, Trump had to give his daughters to all these Jutlas, Kushner, and all these haramis. So, because he knows that to be in the good books and so forth of these guys, I better go and, you know, play ball with them, as we will say. But sometimes he go off, you know, that Trump is a character, so he'll say that, yeah, we also killed many people and did a lot of wrong there in Iraq. We also did a lot of wrong in Libya and all that. So sometimes he lets the cat out of the bag, as they say, you know. So because he doesn't always stick to the script and so forth and so on. So this is just, obviously, is not sufficient information, but at least it will give you some, that whether it's Muslim countries, Arab countries, whether it's Western countries, so one way or the other, we don't say all, but we'll say majority of them, they are linked there to the Freemasons and so forth and so on. That's how they come. And an easy way, Suleiman, you must remember this, an easy way, if you want, and you must read the newspapers and the media, if they're praising somebody a lot, and you will see that person never speaks against Israel or Zionism or the Jews. So that guy there is part of the Zionists, is part of the Freemason, is part of their lobby and so forth. You must remember that. Like those Egyptian characters, like those guys, those kings and so forth. Who speaks? They're just silent. They don't speak one word. 100,000 people killed in Gaza. They don't do anything. The Shias, the Kufar, but at least they do something. So remember that. On that score, we have to give the Shias credit, a little bit credit in this world. You might compare to the Sunni countries, what they did, nothing if you ask me. Therefore, the children of Gaza, they say, Himaru Gaza, Afdal min Hukam il Arab. The donkeys in Gaza are better than the Arab leaders. You see that? Because the donkeys, at least they helped us, take this here, take there, take the passengers, take the stuff, the merchandise, whatever. But the Arab leaders, what they did, they just sit there, spectators, worried about World Cup and building this and building this, UAE building casino, and that's what they do. So that is the haramis, you must remember that. Allah protect me, protect you, protect all of us. Allahumma individually, Allahumma hassin farji, plural, Allahumma hassin furujana. Ya Allah, protect our private parts, Ya Allah, let us lead a life that is full of fear and of haram and abstain from haram, and we fear Allah based on the love and respect for Almighty Allah, and we have iman and taqwa and follow in the Mubarak and the tariqah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.